Good evening. This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Morgan Bagra. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today inaugurated the e-Migrate V2.0 web portal and mobile app in Delhi. The e-Migrate portal, with its 2.81 lakh registered foreign employers, aims to promote safe and legal mobility channels for Indian migrants. In his address, Dr. Jaishankar asserted that the launch of the e-Migrate V2.0 portal is a testament to the government's efforts to create safe, transparent and inclusive mobility for Indians. He said the revamped version of the portal is a symbol of the government's commitment to protecting the rights and dignity of Indian workers in foreign lands. Governor Lieutenant General K.T. Parnaik, retired, has extended his warm greetings to the people of the state, particularly to Sajolang community, on the festive occasion of Chindang. He expressed his hope that the festivity will usher in a good harvest, prosperity and happiness for all. In his message, the governor said that Arunachal Pradesh is home to numerous indigenous tribes, each with its own distinct culture and way of life. The tribes possess unique beliefs and practices that have been cherished and passed down through generations for centuries. He appealed to the indigenous communities to continue to celebrate their festivals, which in turn promote their ancient traditions of nature worship and uphold the noble practice of protecting our green environment for themselves and posterity. The 7th edition of the state-level Hangpan Dada tournament concluded yesterday with a vibrant closing ceremony attended by prominent dignitaries including Deputy Chief Minister Chonamen, Member of Parliament East Arunachal Tapirgaon, Minister of Sports and Youth Affairs Kento Jenil. In his address, DCM expressed gratitude to the gathered dignitaries and highlighted the significance of the tournament, celebrating the achievements of various teams. He extended congratulations to the Tawang girls football team, who emerged victorious in the finals, as well as the Shiomi girls and Lohit boys teams for their success. In an innovative step to protect the local rivers from pollution during Durga Puja celebration, the Itanagar Municipal Corporation dug a large artificial pond at the Nyokum ground in Jolang to serve as a designated site for immersion of idols. Mayor Tame Fasang has urged all puja committees and residents to use this eco-friendly alternative instead of rivers for idol immersion. The initiative is aimed at preserving cultural traditions while minimizing environmental impact. Fasang added that the IMC had previously faced funding cuts and penalties due to pollution-related issues. The new approach aligns with the National Green Tribunals and the Pollution Board's guidelines. As many as 3,150 patients from Tirbin and nearby areas benefited from a multi-speciality health camp organized in Tirbin, Leparada district from 10th to 12th of this month. Doctors from the TRIMS, BPGH Pasighat and the Leparada district hospital, specializing in the fields of cardiology, orthopedics, surgeon, medicine, pediatrics, gynecology, dermatology, ENT, ophthalmology, oncology, etc., conducted the camp. The camp was an initiative of Basar MLA Nyabi Dirji in collaboration with the TRIMS, the District Health Society, the State Cancer Society, the Siang Health Mission, and the GRK Society. In a significant development for football in the Northeast, Shaja Dususo from Arunachal Pradesh has been appointed as a coach at the Northeast United FC Youth Academy. Dususo, a resident of West Kameng District, holds an AFCC diploma in football coaching and previously served as the head coach of Kaipanyor FC. The regional news unit of Akashwani Itanagar seeks application from eligible candidates for engagement as a part-time correspondent, one from each district. The last date of submission of application is 8th November this year. Interested candidates may visit vacancies on www.newsonair.gov.in. The Reserve Bank of India Governor Shaktikanta Das today said that India has developed a world-class digital public infrastructure which has facilitated the development of high-quality digital financial products. He further added that the country is now home to the world's third most vibrant startup ecosystem with over 140,000 startups and more than 100 unicorns. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.